Hey guys, it's Nick. Before we get going today, I wanted to give you a few discount codes for the products we love and our show sponsors. So don't just turn this one off. If you're listening to this podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off of your order by using the code HardwickFF25, because after this long, we consider you friends and family. That's HardwickFF25 at Hardwick.life. It's like Hardwick.com, but that one was taken by a shirt company. So Hardwick.life is where you can find it. For 20% off at BubsNaturals.com, use the code Hardwick20. That's Hardwick20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off at Julian Bakery, use the code Nick Hardwick, that's me, at JulianBakery.com. Again, Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. Now, if you want to hear what I take daily and get some insight as to what you should take, maybe stay tuned. If not, skip ahead about a minute and we will be into the show. Thank you all. All right. So you want to know what you should buy? I take 6 of our Hardwick Life products every day. I originally started that company out of kind of selfish needs. I wanted to get access to the absolute highest grade products in the world. Our supplements are pharmaceutical grade, all of them. They've got unique delivery mechanisms. So you aren't just getting expensive urine. You're actually absorbing the products at a higher rate than cheaper store-bought supplements. I take Brain, Joint, Fuel, Phyto, Pump, and Neuro. Now, that may be a little extreme for you, but those are my jams. Now, I've done a lot of damage to my body. I need all of them. The Brain and Joint, they're kind of self-explanatory, right? Fuel is one of the only whey protein powders that I can take that doesn't upset my tummy. And we hear the same thing quite frequently from folks that don't process dairy all that well. That's because it's made from New Zealand grass-fed whey. New Zealand has the highest dairy standards in the world. There's a noticeable difference, and the flavor, it's pretty damn incredible. For a peri-workout drink, which peri-workout, you'll hear that term, it means around your workout, or to add protein midday, I put 2 scoops of Fuel with Pump, which has 3 grams of creatine per serving, 400 milligrams of ATP, which is the body's energy currency, and 95 milligrams of caffeine to get you all fired up. All of those, they allow you to do more work in the gym, getting better results. More work equals better results. Who would have thought? Seriously, you can work harder and have a lower rate of perceived exertion. And I like to add in Phyto, which has all of the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, along with this patented formula called TrueBrock, which contains glucoraphanin, which researchers at MIT are calling the fountain of youth. And lastly, I take Neuro about an hour before bed. Dr. Andrew Huberman, a Stanford neuroscientist, host of the Huberman Lab podcast and recent guest with Joe Rogan, I'm sure some of you listen to that guy, he's pretty awesome, recommended in our 3rd episode ever, we got him before he blew up, magnesium L-threonate, as it's the only form of magnesium to cross the blood-brain barrier. And it increases levels of brain magnesium, and that leads to better cognition and a more robust memory. That's important. It also has a slight sedative effect to help you get to sleep. All right, I'm not going to bore you with more details. Get over Hardwick Life and use the code HardwickFF25 for 25% off. Now, you guys that have been following me for a while now know that I've used Bubs Naturals since the company's inception. I don't know. I may be their first ever ambassador. I know there's a lot of bigger names now that are promoting Bubs. The company has blown up and is thriving because many folks like me understand how great their product is. I take 2 scoops of their collagen protein and 1 scoop of the MCT oil powder daily with my morning coffee. Try it once, you're going to be hooked. It's unbelievably creamy. The collagen is also really a great way to sneak some protein into your kids' lives too. It's unflavored, so you can add it into pancakes, oatmeal, mac and cheese, or juice. And they're not going to notice a thing. Use the code HARDWICK20 for 20% off. Lastly, before we get to the show, I want to tell you about my friends at Julian Bakery. This company, they've really got their act together. I believe most people could use more protein in their lives. It's got a very positive effect on satiety, brain signaling, and maintaining a healthy body weight. I recommend 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Please don't listen to Zac Efron's trainer, who on their show falsely ties too much protein to kidney failure and loss of bone density. And certainly don't go to the Game Changers propaganda documentary on Netflix for your science. Neither of these use actual science. There's a lot of kooks out there, folks. We're going to keep fighting the good fight. I love a variety of protein. Obviously, I've told you about our whey protein, Bubs Collagen Protein, and Julian Bakery's specialty, in my opinion, is their egg white protein powder. They come in ridiculous flavors like pumpkin pie, coconut, maple glaze donut. They blend easily. They're a great addition in the middle of the day. Use the code Nick Hardwick for 10% off. That's Nick Hardwick for 10% off. All right, that's enough. Let's get you back to the show. Love y'all.
All righty. We are back. The Hardwick Life Podcast, brought to you by Hardwick Life, with Jamie Hardwick and Nick Hardwick.
All things Hardwick.
Oh, it's all Hardwick all the time. What's going on? Back to school, fool. The kids are officially back to school today for the first day. I know my parents out there, our parents out there, are all quietly celebrating and sad at the same time. How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, mostly happy. Mostly, you know what's good is I've got my whole face is broke out right now, and this microphone's in a perfect position to cover all my zits. So if you see me like doing this all around my mouth.
She's hiding behind a microphone.
This is perfect. Thank you for this. Yeah. No, it was, you know what? I have to say this summer, it's always bittersweet.
It is.
The summer is so nice, and our kids are at an age now where they're awesome.
Was the first, they said this as I went upstairs last night to tuck them in, was they're really thankful not to have gone to a bunch of camps.
Yeah, this was the first summer they were home 99% of the time. Yeah. Unless we were traveling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they loved it. They did say, they go, well, other than the off-the-wall camp, and I said, would you go 3-4 times?
Yeah.
They went a couple days. There was this cool camp indoor. They had a bunch of like bouncies and they played ball sports and all sorts of stuff. And they actually loved it, but only in real small doses. It wasn't like they were stuck at camp for 5 days a week.
Right. They went like one day out of every 3 weeks.
Yeah. And it was a couple when we were both covered up.
Yeah.
And so it was really nice. And they really did enjoy it, although they didn't enjoy the food as much there, but.
They don't enjoy any food. I think we've made them snob.
It's so funny because I had somebody comment on my food the other night. It was, what do we have, ground beef or ground bison with mixed vegetables, like a bag of mixed vegetables poured into ground beef or whatever. And somebody said, it looks like Rachel Ray's dog food. And I said, well, fuck off, first off. And second off, fuck you. And it's fucking delicious. It's just home-cooked food, right? And I get so sideways when people...
It's funny because you're not the cook. I'm the cook. So I feel like I should be the one getting offended and cussing. But you're obviously way more offended than I am.
Well, just, I mean, a little bit. It's like, the presentation. Like, fuck your presentation. That's what I think about food. It's like, what's it giving you? Is it nutritious? Is it delicious? Yeah, it's good. And it's super easy. And that's what, you know, there's like, yeah, you can watch Emeril Lagasse or Rachel Ray or who's the lady from down south with the big southern accent that uses a half stick of butter and everything she cooks.
Name? Paula.
Yeah, Paula. Yeah. Paula Deen or something like
that. Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, welcome to your freaking heart attack. You know, you can have your fancy ass food and welcome to your heart attack.
Our food does, though. It's like we are not good presenters of food.
No.
The food is like...
The food's the food.
Slap it on a bowl.
The rules is the rules. The food is the food. Who gives a shit? Eat it.
Slap it in a bowl, put like hot sauce on it, and just eat it.
That's how I feel about it. Just eat the damn stuff.
I know, but it would be funny if people came over like often for dinner. They'd probably look at us like, oh my God. And then they see me eating and I eat like I hold my bowl. And I literally have my face like
well,
this.
They can, yeah, put it up to your mic. Yeah, she.
Oh, sorry. I have my bowl. Like
she does not eat like a lady.
Hold it. Hold my fork like a fist, and I basically like spoon it in my... I know, I eat like a Sasquatch.
If there was an etiquette class, you would fail.
I've never been to an etiquette class.
I know, thank God. I appreciate you for that. I actually, I try to get her to eat mindfully and...
Slow down. Not look like a horse.
Yeah, stay off the phone while you're eating your food. Don't chomp so hard.
All the things.
Anything else. But, you know, hey, it's a slow process.
Don't sweat at the dinner table.
Through the water torture philosophy, I will prevail in this one. I have to imagine. I think we have broken you a little bit of talking with your mouth full.
A little bit, yeah.
So that's good. Occasionally it comes back, and it's when you're super famished, I feel like. And you're just like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, and there's a lot of times I'm hungry, but I also have a lot of stuff to say.
Yeah.
I've been a conundrum.
Well, say it. So I'm sad. I got to say, I am sad that the boys are back in school. I miss my buddies during the day. And we got into a really good groove. I think we did find a nice little groove. But it is cool, and you brought this up on our walk this morning, was that it's cool that back to school aligns with back to football season. So we've got this kind of scheduled now. It's like go to school, come home, relax for a little bit, have a bite to eat. Then we're off to the football fields a couple days a week. And they're going to be also running cross country on the opposite days of when football practice. So football is going to be Tuesday, Thursday.
Yep.
I'm coaching both second and fourth grade. Got the playbook all dialed in.
We no longer refer to him in the house as Nick or Dad.
It's Coach.
All Coach.
Coach, I bust out the whistle. That's what I should do at the dinner table with you. It's like when you start eating like a behemoth, I'm just going to go, drop the fork. Eat mindfully. Put the phone down. Put the damn phone down. So super excited that they're back. Excited for them.
I know. And you know what's nice is this morning we got our first workout in together.
We did.
Probably all summer long.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Actually, I think we worked out once this summer together. So this was number two in probably 3 months.
Did you enjoy it?
It was cool. It was fun.
It was fun, right?
It was fun, yeah.
We kept it upbeat.
Yeah.
Worked through it. 45 minutes.
It was
40
good.
Minutes.
Yeah. I'm usually like a 30-minuter, so this was pushing my threshold, and I think you're more like an hour person.
But it was good. I got what I needed.
Yeah, so we sort of compromised.
Yeah, part of the deal is I probably spend too much time in there because there's just so many things to do.
Yeah.
That I hurt myself.
And you get distracted. Like the guy that came up.
Well, normally I don't have big, deep conversations. Rick would not get out of the damn way.
Yeah, he wanted – well, Rick might be watching.
I know.
He was a super nice guy.
Rick's awesome.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
But no, super nice guy. I just, in my own thing, it's like you say hello and then I move on. And so I just walked away. He's like, wow, she must be sick of me. I'm like, yep, absolutely.
That is what he said.
I know. And you get 30 seconds of hellos and pleasantries in the gym and then it's time to move.
Time to get after it.
So maybe that's why you're there for so long.
Well, I could have done, I was on the pec deck machine, but I was doing like the incline version, so I was leaned forward. I could have done it if I was regular, but leaning forward with him standing immediately in front of me doing the pec deck would have been a really awkward.
You're like right at his belly
maneuver.
Button.
It's like, yeah, he's a big man, isn't he?
Yeah,
big,
he was tall.
Big, tall guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so that was cool. So working out with you again was cool. And if you want to see Nick lifting way too much weight, go on Instagram and check it out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to watch you.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Thank
is
you.
I don't even know this. When you're at an incline, like
harder.
Incline bench is harder,
harder
than flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty impressive the weight you were
moving.
Yeah,
because you're using smaller muscle fibers and more shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's why they don't do incline bench competitions because it's not near as impressive.
I know.
But I am always super impressed when somebody can handle a lot of weight. And I'm not one of these people that can handle a ton of weight on the incline. I just never really have been. But on a regular bench, I can. But I've seen guys like the guy I follow, Mike O'Hearn, he's like 405 on incline. It's just ridiculous.
Does he use like two 200-pound dumbbells?
No, he uses a bar.
See, and that's a little easier, I think, too. I think the moving independently, I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like the
dumbbells. I like dumbbells for safety purposes.
And I don't get impressed by you very often, but I was impressed by you today. So way to go.
No big deal.
Way to
yeah,
go.
Good.
You know what's cool? So anyways, let me switch over a little bit.
Anywho,
because you're going to keep talking about your awesome
Tell
chest.
Me how awesome I am again.
No, we're done with that.
Okay.
So we go to this, the gym that we go to, there's very few cardio machines. It's like, it's a meathead gym.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bodybuilding gym.
It's a bodybuilding
gym. So it's all just weights and weight machines, and it's like jammed in there. It's amazing.
It's jammed in there.
But it is amazing, like in, you know, we were talking on the way to the gym today a little bit about 43% of our country's obese.
That's,
right?
Yes, 43% is obese.
In that gym, everyone looks pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where everyone comes.
Yeah.
That's every person that's in shape in Indianapolis is at that gym.
So it almost made me think today. It's like, okay, so, you know, if we took any sort of like snapshot of the population and we have, you know, 4 out of 10 people are obese, wouldn't you want to like take a snapshot of this gym and do what these people are doing?
Yes.
So it just made me think, I'm like, man, maybe more like, you know, just normal people like me. I'm very, very normal. Should be lifting more weights and maybe doing less of like, you know, 5Ks or less Orange Theory or, you know, less more
less cardio
intensity stuff. Yeah.
Less cardio, more weightlifting.
Yeah. Because it was
100%.
It's impressive.
Oh yeah.
The women look good. The men look good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. People should be using resistance training and then doing some form of cardio, like walking on the side.
Yeah.
Because walking's super sustainable. And then using your physical activities like tennis or volleyball or golf as a physical activity, you get aerobic activity through your regular life. But, and we talk about this probably, and people are like, Jesus Christ, leave me alone. I want a fucking Peloton. It's like, do your Peloton.
No, if you enjoy it, that's cool.
If you enjoy it, do it.
I do not enjoy cardio. So that's, I think I'm just, it's just my own personal thing. I love to walk and I like long distance walking and catching up with friends that way. But like, if you said, go on a bike.
And it's important to get cardio in.
Or go on an elliptical. That sounds so flippin' miserable to me. Yeah, I can't do it.
Yes. But, and here's the thing too, is that you don't get great physiological adaptation from cardio. Like, you just don't. You get great health benefits from cardio. So it is very good for your heart and your cardiovascular system. It's great to pump fresh blood and oxygen all over the place to get your joints moving.
And it does burn calories.
It burns calories for the time that you're doing it.
Right.
Exclusively for the time that you're doing. But the minute you jump off that bike, boom, done. But when you're weightlifting, you're going to burn potentially less calories during that hour, but more calories over the course of the day. And the important part is when you're resistance training, you're signaling to your muscles to your body that I need to hold on to this muscle because I'm going to use it. So even if you're in a caloric deficit, as they say, which would mean eating less than you're burning throughout the day, and you're losing weight, your body has been signaled, I need to maintain this muscle because this human is using it. And so when you maintain the muscle, what happens is you've got a higher lean muscle mass. And when you have a higher lean muscle mass, you naturally burn more calories at the same weight as somebody who's got less lean muscle mass.
Huh.
And so that allows you to eat more food than the person who weighs the exact same, who has less muscle than you do. So you can weigh 140, have more muscle than somebody who's got more fat than you do at 140, and you will be able to eat more calories per day than that person could.
Now, don't we all want to eat more?
And that's the right,
that's the goal,
right?
Of that's life.
Yeah. So a lot of people that love to eat food, which is virtually every single human, wants to be able to eat more and not weigh as much. You know what you need to do? You need to lift weights. Lift weights.
Lift weights.
So that would be.
And if you're in Indianapolis, come to this gym. This is a cool weightlifting gym.
It's a cool gym.
Yeah.
It is a cool gym.
If you're in San Diego, please go to Renegade.
Go to Renegade.
Because Renegade's a very cool weightlifting gym. We just don't have that here.
And Renegade's cool because it's group bodybuilding.
I know.
Which is completely unusual for.
Super cool.
It's very cool. Yeah but that's. I think if people are looking for body change and looking for improved body composition, you have to start one with nutrition and getting your calories under control, increasing your protein content, lifting weights or some type of resistance training is going to be super important. And you can even start out by body weight training and just using your body and gravity as natural resistance. But then it would be nice to progress into actual resistance training to be able to hold on to that lean mass. And
you know what's really interesting? So I've been listening to you, and I know you're doing nutritional consultations now.
Uh-huh.
And so just sort of like eavesdropping on that and just in talking with certain, you know, groups of people that I'm around, I feel like 90% of people, well, one, they don't lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, I don't think people consume adequate amounts of protein.
That's 100% most people's largest issue.
I've just in the last maybe
kids,
year.
Kids, adults, elderly. Across the board.
Been tracking my protein intake just because, I mean, rough ballpark, it's almost like 1 gram per pound of body weight.
Yes.
Rough.
Yeah. So
maybe
general,
a little bit more.
Yours is?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. General recommendations would be 0.8 to 1.5.
Okay.
Grams per pound of body weight.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
Like I said,
you're
I'm
right
about,
where you want to be.
I'm about 140, and so about 140.
That's but great.
It's not an easy thing to do. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, it's for me, it's really
easy. You find
easy.
It hard to get to 140?
It's really easy for me to eat lots of carbs. It's really easy mm-hmm. for me to consume lots of fat.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I
Yeah, you're good. No, you're good. No, you're
or
good.
Or my zit still blocked, though?
Yeah, that's...
He adjusted my microphone. I have to make sure I'm still hiding. So the carbs and the fat are no issue, and yeah. I can eat well over what I'm supposed to.
Uh-huh.
But to get that protein target, it's a conscious effort, and it really takes me writing it down because every meal, say, you know, between 30 and 40 grams
mm-hmm.
when you're not, like, being gluttonous in a meal.
Yes.
Right?
So yeah, so 20 grams for you would be one palm-size portion of protein. That would be 20 to 30 grams roughly.
Right.
And so you need four of those throughout the day to get to 120, 140. Four to five of those palm-size portions of protein.
Well, no, if you said palms 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20, need... No, 20 to 30 is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
So I need more like
you eat
five to seven.
Okay, eat 5 to 7 of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're on the low end, but right. some of them's a little bit more dense.
And see, and
right?
the thing is I don't eat 5 to 7 times a day just because I don't – it's just not how I eat.
Right. So you just got to
like
double
three
up.
Or four. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to double up, right?
But anyways, it's – I think that is a really important thing, talking about maintaining muscle mass, especially as you get into the 40s and 50s yes. and 60s of your life.
Yeah, so like in order of precedence, when it comes to being a human, air is – obviously the most important. Water is number two. So this is an order of, if you cut these out, you will die. So this is like the order of operations for a human body. Air, water, protein, and then don't get this misconstrued and be like, well, see, keto's right. Fat. Air, water, protein, fat. So if you don't, and this is comes back to, and you can watch the show Alone, and specifically season 6 and 7, and you can see what happens when somebody doesn't have adequate fat. Now, there's not like a number that nutritionists or dietitians would go, you need this much fat in your life. It varies from individual to individual, but you need like a minimum, which would probably be around 0.5 to 1 gram per pound of body weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I would say a lot of times go, if you're a high performer, if you're putting out, if you're in the gym, if you're doing a lot of workouts, I would say keep that number a little bit smaller. That way you can have more carbohydrates to fuel your workout.
Gotcha.
But overall, you have to stay under the caloric balance. But protein is vital. If you don't have protein, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have water, you're going to die. If you don't have air, you're going to die. If you don't have fat, it's going to be a slow drip, but eventually you won't be able to maintain your size and you will just melt.
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll die. And they found that it's called rabbit starvation is kind of the term that's used for it. And it's because they used to trap line a bunch of rabbits. And you see this on the show Alone.
Watch Alone if you've never watched it.
It's
it is
so
such
good.
A good show.
God, it's so good. And don't miss the first 5 seasons because... Not good. 6 and 7, awesome. In the Arctic Circle, super cool.
And they're on season 8 right now.
Yeah, but they got these trap lines set up, and they're all catching rabbits. And you're like, damn, they're just going to live forever out here. And you could. Except the rabbits don't have enough fat, especially in the wintertime, because they're kind of wasting away as
right.
well. And so a couple things about that show that I just want to hit on real quick is people that think that starvation mode, like if you cut your calories low enough that you'll actually hold on to weight. Bullshit. Not true. Watch the show. Bullshit. Yeah.
They're eating like 100 calories a day and they are wasting away.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Because yeah. if you cut your calories enough, you will lose weight.
Right.
100%. And nobody's ever died of starvation with excess muscle or fat on their body.
Right.
Because if there's fuel to grab, your body will take it away from you. And a lot of other functions, immune function is going to go down. Your sexual function is going to go way down if you're undernourished. But if you are undernourished, you will continue to lose weight.
Huh.
So, but a lot of people mess up when they think, well, it's like, I'm eating this much and my basal number is this. It's like, well, I should be losing weight. It's like, well, one, our bodies don't all process food the same way. We don't all have, like, you can't just conveniently punch it into a calculator and be like, well, tell me what it is. We have to play with that a little bit. So you have to see like hormonal differences. There's, heat variation in the body. I mean, there's a lot of different things that factor into how many calories you burn in a day other than what your stupid watch tells you. Don't believe those things. And yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we had a great conversation before bed last night.
Did we?
Was I there? You were there.
Okay, tell me what we talked about.
We were kind of like getting a little sentimental because the kids are going to school.
Okay.
And we start just talking about how we got into COVID a little bit, which
I don't want to talk about it.
Fucking thing won't go away. Jesus Christ. Okay. Freedom of choice. Get your vaccine or don't. I don't give a shit. Don't slow me down. You know what I mean?
Move on.
Okay. Move on. Sorry. But then we just got a little sentimental about how fast life is going and how just it's so crazy. And we were talking about, because you remember when we were kids, I think when we started the school year, I'd be like, oh my God, it's going to take forever to get to May. It's like the longest thing. These kids don't even think about time the same way that we think of time. I really don't believe they do. And it's because we have such access to information and entertainment and activities, and nobody's ever bored. If these kids are ever bored, they are the most boring humans of all time because there's always something to do. And I'm holding up my phone and wave it around now. It's like there's countless things to keep us full. And so I think time for them is different, but that it just hit me was because, you know, we talk about eating mindfully at the table and doing that and like putting your phone face down and taking your time and all that. Well, what happens a lot is you're looking at information, you're scrolling and it's mind numbing. And I swear to God, these phones are fucking time warps. It's like the computers and the technology and all these things. It's like, you can easily kill 6 hours behind a phone on a flight. And you're like, are we here yet? We're landing? What happened?
Right.
I swear it's a time warp. So what I'm trying better to do is put the damn thing down. And I know life is a little bit dependent on it and you can't, and our books are on there. And like, yes, we post on Instagram and stuff, but goodness gracious. I think the more we can stay away from those, the less anxious we're going to be, the less stressed we're going to be, the less depressed we're going to be. And the more that life slows down, because I genuinely believe this, and it kind of hit me last night, is I think so much of our stress is self-induced. Like we're just self-induced stress mongers, and there's so much information and we get to see what everybody else is doing and we have to compete and we have to, it's like, no, you don't. Just put the phone down, turn it face down, and guess what? I'll look around. This world's pretty cool. You know, it's like, wow. Yeah. And it slows down and like taking time for yourself and like eating mindfully and walking and being present with the ones that you're with instead of, and I was so guilty of this and I've been way better of this, is like, hold on, dad's got something to do. I'm working. It's like, shut up, dad.
Yeah.
Shut up. Be present with the ones that you're present with and time will slow down. And you will find yourself way less stressed than you were before. And not living in a world of comparison. That's, I think, the worst thing that we all do, is because we have access to 7 billion humans now. We can see what everybody's doing and what they have and what we don't have. And it's like, look around at our life. Like, I don't care where you're at. Somebody wants your damn life. If you're listening to this podcast, somebody wants your life.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to be in the position that you're in. And that to me is like so lost in this world, because yes, somebody's got it better than we do. For sure they got it better than we do. Lots of people have it better than we do. But we have it better than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And if you can just slow down and be content with what you had and get out of the rat race. And you know what hit me? We did a podcast a little bit ago.
You've got a lot of things hitting you right now.
I know. We haven't been on the podcast, so I'm sorry. So I got a lot of shit.
It's a little verbal diarrhea. I got a lot of shit. Do your thing.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit to say.
I'm here to listen.
So we came on the podcast and we're like, hey, we got a house in Florida. We actually backed out of it 7 days beforehand. And it was causing a tremendous amount of stress. Just thinking of like, okay, well, we got to get hurricane insurance. You got to get flood insurance. You got to get a property manager. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to pay property tax. You got to pay the bills. Like, oh my God. And then it was like, can we afford it? Yeah, we can afford it. But does it mean that there's more stress in our life and like, hey, these other bills are coming in and it's like adding to, and then it was just like, whoa, pull the eject button. Why add more stress to your life? Just to say that we have a home in Florida, or just for the comfort of knowing that we can go whenever we want? Like, slow down. More is not more. More is less. More is stress. More is anxiousness. More is, and we were getting, like, I could feel us being tense with one another. And it's like, oh, dad's got to go back to work. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go start cutting hair or get back into the school. And it's like, why? No. And it really, that coincided with the philosophy that I teach everybody with nutrition. It's, you can't out-exercise a bad diet, right? So you want more, that means, damn, you got to work more. Is the goal to work more? Like, are we trying to work more and more and more and more so we can, what, have more and more and more? Fuck that. Like, have a little less, work a little less, enjoy what you have more. How's that sound?
All right. Well done.
All right.
You feel better?
I feel good.
Good.
I feel
good.
Thank you for that.
He's been waiting to get that off his chest, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that felt good.
Good.
That did.
So do less and slow down.
Do less, have less, live more.
Cool.
And you know what I want to do?
Oh.
What just
struck? Do you want to break the table?
I'm going to break
you
some.
You are going to.
Break some fucking shit tonight.
And you've been cussing a lot. This is like,
I
wow,
know.
Here we are.
I know.
Is this season 3? What's
I don't even
where
know.
Are we doing
I,
right
I don't
now?
Know where we're at. I don't okay. know if we have seasons now. We're here.
Nick is just, yeah.
We're here. We got shit to say, so we're going to say it. And like, oh. Yeah. Where was I?
I don't know. Slow down. Yeah. Want less.
Oh,
enjoy
yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's got
yeah,
more.
Yeah, okay. So thank you. It came back to me. Have less stuff, have more experiences, right? So it's thinking about having a vacation home. It's like, well, we always got to go to that vacation. We can't go somewhere else. And it's like, no. Don't want awesome things. I want to do awesome things. I want to look back and when it's time to pass and say how many cool things we've gotten to do. That's what's cool. It's not, hey, tell me how hard you worked, big guy. Well, you're a real hard worker, were you? Oh, man. Wow. A lot of success in the, you know, it's like, that's great. You have to work hard, and I do work hard every day, and I enjoy what I'm doing, and thankfully we're at that position that we can do that. But at the same time, it's like, don't put more shit into your world that's going to cause you more stress. Remove some of the things. Don't have to work as hard. Live a more modest lifestyle, but get to do really cool things.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. Thanks.
I think this is like a therapy session for you.
I want to thank you for allowing me that.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go drink my coffee.
Hey, subscribe. Tell your friends. Share.
Nick will rant all season long. You're going to love it.
If anybody's looking for a good rant session, you came to the right
place.
Found
your man.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
Love you. Thanks, Jay.